Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Sevre. The new classics cookbook by the editors of Sevre magazine is a large format, reference-style cookbook that gathers more than 1,000 recipes drawn from the magazine's reporting on food and culture. Rather than treating classics as a fixed list of European and North American standards, the book broadens the idea to include widely cooked, deeply rooted dishes from many regions of the world. The result functions both as a practical kitchen companion and as a tour of culinary traditions, organized to support everyday use. Recipes span a wide range of categories, from small plates and salads to dumplings, one-pot meals, desserts and drinks, and many entries include short headnotes that explain origins, offer technique guidance, or suggest ways to serve the dish. The design emphasizes usability and breadth over extensive photography, echoing older all-purpose cookbooks while reflecting modern, globally curious home cooking. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, redefining what counts as a classic recipe, a central idea of the book is that classic food is not limited to a narrow Western canon. By curating recipes from across the globe, it reframes classics as dishes that have proven themselves through repeated home cooking and cultural importance, whether they come from a well-known French tradition or a less familiar regional kitchen. This approach encourages readers to treat global staples with the same respect usually reserved for a handful of European standards, expanding what a dependable everyday repertoire can look like. The book's range makes it possible to move from familiar comfort foods to new flavor structures without changing the core goal: reliable, repeatable cooking. Because the recipes originate from Sevre's long-running editorial focus on authentic food traditions, the selections aim to represent real methods and establish combinations rather than trend-driven shortcuts. For home cooks, this redefinition matters practically. It normalizes stocking a wider set of pantry items, learning additional foundational techniques, and building confidence with cuisines that may have previously felt like restaurant-only territory. Its usefulness comes from both volume and structure. Recipes are grouped into broad, familiar sections that mirror how people plan meals, such as appetizers, soups and stews, noodles and dumplings, vegetables, breads, desserts, and drinks. This category-based organization lets readers solve common kitchen questions quickly, like what to do with seasonal produce, how to round out a menu, or which dishes fit a particular style of meal. Multiple indexes and navigational aids support the book's reference function, helping cooks locate recipes by type and dietary preference, including clear identification of vegetarian-friendly options. This emphasis on findability echoes classic all-purpose cookbooks, where the goal is to make the book a daily companion. The overall effect is a culinary encyclopedia that still prioritizes weeknight practicality, offering many entry points for different schedules, skill levels, and appetites. Thirdly, headnotes and editorial context that teach culture and method. Many recipes include concise headnotes that add value beyond a list of ingredients and steps. These notes often provide context about where a dish comes from, why it is traditionally cooked a certain way, or how it is typically served, reflecting Sevre's long-standing interest in connecting food to people and place. For readers, this editorial layer supports smarter decision-making, understanding a dish's purpose, can guide portioning, accompaniments, and timing. Just as importantly, the notes frequently highlight technique details or small practical adjustments that improve results, such as handling hot chiles safely or choosing the best form of an ingredient. In a cookbook with global range, this guidance helps bridge gaps in familiarity, translating culinary tradition into clear action for a home kitchen. The combination of recipe and short explanation also encourages curiosity. Cooks can follow a reliable method while learning enough background to recognize related dishes and patterns across cuisines. That makes the book both instructional and exploratory without becoming overly academic. Fourthly, technique and practical cooking tips embedded throughout. Beyond the individual recipes, the book incorporates technique guidance and cook's notes that function like on-the-job training. This matters because a globally inclusive collection inevitably introduces new methods, unfamiliar cuts, or different uses of common ingredients. Rather than isolating technique into a separate chapter that is easy to ignore, the practical advice appears alongside the recipes where it is immediately relevant. Tips on preparation, safe handling, and ingredient selection help reduce trial and error, making ambitious dishes more approachable. The book's practical tone supports a wide audience. Beginners can learn foundational habits, while experienced cooks can refine details that affect flavor and texture. Because many recipes are intended to be achievable with typical American supermarket ingredients, the advice also helps cooks substitute or source thoughtfully when a specific item is harder to find. The overall approach aligns with the book's purpose. As a dependable reference, it is not only a collection of recipes to follow, but also a toolkit for becoming more capable across cuisines and cooking styles. Lastly, a classic cookbook look with modern global ambition. A notable feature is the book's stylistic choice to privilege content density and usability over heavy photography. Its format has been compared to mid-century, homey, all-purpose cookbooks, where pages are built for frequent consultation and recipes appear in steady succession. For many cooks, this design is a strength. It signals that the focus is on breadth, clarity, and long-term usefulness rather than visual spectacle. At the same time, the book's ambition is distinctly modern. It assumes a contemporary reader who is interested in broadening their palate and treating dishes from many cultures as part of normal home cooking. This combination creates a particular value proposition in the cookbook market. It offers the reassuring structure of a classic reference volume while directing that structure toward a more globally representative definition of everyday food. For readers who want a single book that can sit beside foundational kitchen references and still push them toward new cuisines, the format supports that goal by being both familiar to navigate and expansive in its culinary scope. In conclusion, this cookbook best serves home cooks who want one reliable, wide-ranging volume that can answer everyday questions while steadily expanding their repertoire. Beginners benefit from the clear categorization, embedded practical tips, and headnotes that add just enough context to make unfamiliar dishes feel approachable. Intermediate and advanced cooks gain a deep bench of ideas across many cuisines, plus reminders of technique details that improve execution. It is also well-suited to readers who enjoy food culture. Because the editorial framing reflects Sever's long interest in the stories and traditions behind recipes, even when the primary goal is simply to cook dinner. Compared with many contemporary cookbooks that focus on a single cuisine, a single authorial voice, or a photo-driven lifestyle experience, this book stands out as a reference-first compilation dense. Broad, and meant to be used repeatedly, its definition of classics is inclusive and global, which helps it feel current without chasing short-lived trends. As a result, it functions like a modern pantry companion and a culinary encyclopedia in one, offering both practical utility and long-term inspiration for cooks who want authentic, from the source recipes in a format built for real kitchens. If you would like to support the editors of Sever magazine, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.